Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive.
Excited to be here.
Today, we're tackling something that's always top of mind for you guys, especially in industries like yours.
Definitely.
Energy, manufacturing, all those sectors where safety is, you know, absolutely paramount.
Couldn't agree more.
We're talking workplace safety, but with a twist.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So get this. Imagine a factory so dialed in, so efficient, that it convinces a giant, like Hasbro, to bring production back to the U.S.
Wow. Now that's a story.
That's the unexpected link we're going to unpack today. How prioritizing worker well-being can actually boost a company's bottom line.
Now that's a connection you don't hear every day.
Right. So we've got two great sources to kind of help us unpack all of this.
Love it.
First up, an article from MIT Sloan Management Review that really digs into how a strong safety culture isn't just about avoiding accidents. It's about building a safe operational culture.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, we'll get into what that actually means for, like, you know, day-to-day operations. But trust me, it's a game changer for anyone working in, well, you know, industrial settings.
Right. Safety is everything.
And then we're getting into some serious data with a study analyzing skill companies.
Okay.
An industry that knows a thing or two about risk.
For sure.
Get ready for some surprising correlations between safety investments and things like productivity and even product quality.
I always love it when we can back up those, you know, those gut feelings with hard number.
Me too. But before we get, you know, lost in the spreadsheets, let's start with that MIT Sloan article.
Okay.
And their, like, almost too good to be true story about Hasbro.
All right. Let's hear it.
So picture this.
That's right.
The toy company, right?
Yeah.
They have a factory in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Now, we all know the drill. Companies moving production overseas, chasing those lower costs.
Yeah, right? It happens all the time.
But not Hasbro. This factory is holding strong, even with those, like, tempting lower labor costs in Asia.
Wow. So what's their secret? What are they doing differently?
And the reason. It's actually more efficient thanks to a rock-solid safety program.
You're kidding. That's amazing. Proof that doing right by your employees can actually pay off.
And the best part, this isn't just, like, you know, some anecdote, right?
Yeah.
The former head of OSHA himself saw this program in action and was, like, blown away by its impact on Hasbro's decision to not only keep production in the U.S., but even bring Play-Doh production back from Asia.
Wow. That's saying something. Especially with those global cost pressures, really drives home the point that investing in safety, it's not just, you know, the right thing to do, ethically speaking, but it can be a really smart business strategy.
Absolutely. And speaking of brilliant business strategies, yeah. The article highlights a true visionary in this space, Paul O'Neill, the former CEO of Alcoa.
Oh, yeah. I know Paul O'Neill. This guy was like a rock star when it came to understanding the connection between safety and operational excellence.
Yeah, O'Neill's story is, like, legendary in a lot of circles.
It really is.
He took over Alcoa when it was, you know, kind of struggling. And what was his first move? He made safety his top priority.
Really? Now, I can already hear some folks saying, wait a minute, shouldn't he be focused on profits, you know, turning the company around? But that's what's so fascinating about O'Neill's approach.
It really is. He understood something that a lot of leaders, they miss. And it's that laser focus on safety. It forces you to understand every single nook and cranny of your operation.
That's a really good point. Because if you're trying to get to zero injuries, you need to really analyze every potential hazard, every single process.
Exactly.
And I bet that's exactly what they did at Alcoa.
They did. And what did this, like, hyper-focus on safety lead to? Well, not only did Alcoa see this, like, dramatic drop in accidents, yeah, but their productivity, it skyrocketed.
Wow.
Quality shot up.
No kidding.
And get this, their stock price, it increased fivefold during O'Neill's tenure as CEO.
Fivefold. That's amazing. It's such a, like, clear example of how prioritizing safety can have these ripple effects. You know, like, it impacts the entire organization and drives these improvements that you might not expect.
Totally. It's like that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
But, you know, as with any good deep dive, we also need to look at those cautionary tales.
Oh, right? For sure. Gonna keep it real.
And the article doesn't shy away from that.
Okay, good.
Bringing us the story of DuPont, a company that was once, like, the gold standard in safety.
Really?
Even consulting for other companies. But then something changed.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, you know, that focus shifted. Short-term profits took precedence.
Ah, I see.
Corners were cut.
Yeah.
And tragically, it all kind of culminated in this horrific incident at their insecticide manufacturing facility in La Porte, Texas.
Oh, I remember hearing about that. That was awful. A terrible reminder of what's at stake when safety gets neglected.
Right. This incident, a toxic chemical was released, tragically taking the lives of four workers who were trying to save their coworker.
Just heartbreaking. And it makes you think, you know, a reactive approach to safety just doesn't cut it.
It really doesn't. And it underscores the importance of what the MIT article outlines next. You know, six key steps that leaders can take to create that, you know, that safe operational culture we keep talking about.
Six steps. Okay. Let's hear them.
And I know our listeners, especially those of you working in these high-risk environments, you're going to appreciate these steps.
I bet.
But rather than just like listing them all off, why don't we unpack like the most critical ones?
Sounds good to me.
You know, the ones that can really move the needle.
Okay, let's do it.
So first up, leadership, walking the walk.
Okay.
It's not enough to just talk about safety.
Right.
Executives need to be visibly involved.
Yeah, they got to walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Exactly. And I don't just mean showing up for the photo op in a hard hat.
Right.
You know, we're talking about actively participating in safety meetings, being present on the production floor.
Ooh, I like that.
Engaging with workers directly, really demonstrating that genuine commitment to, you know, to their well-being.
It's about sending a really clear message, isn't it? That safety is not just a box to be ticked, but it's really part of how the company operates, how they do business.
Exactly. And that brings us to the second, like, crucial step, building a safe operational culture, not just a safety culture.
Okay. I think I see where you're going here. But for our listeners, what's the difference?
So what's the difference? Well, it's about making safety so ingrained in every decision, every process, every single day that it becomes second nature.
I love that.
It's about moving beyond just compliance.
Right.
And creating an environment where safety is everyone's responsibility.
Absolutely. Yeah. And where it's not just about following the rules, but it's about, you know, proactively identifying and mitigating risks.
Yes. And that proactive mindset is so crucial, especially in industries like yours where the stakes are so high.
You said it.
It's about creating this culture where near misses are seen as opportunities for learning, you know, not blame.
Right.
And where everyone feels empowered to, like, speak up about potential hazards without fear of, you know, retribution.
So important. Speaking of human fallibility, you know, that brings us to another, like, really essential step, designing systems with human error in mind.
Right. Because, let's face it, we're all human. Mistakes happen.
They do.
But how can we prevent those mistakes from turning into disasters?
Exactly. And that's where robust systems come in, right?
Yes.
Systems that can catch those errors, provide redundancies, you know?
Right.
And hopefully prevent those small slip-ups from snowballing into, you know, those major incidents.
Right. Think of it like the aviation industry, where they've learned to build in multiple layers of protection precisely because they understand that human error is inevitable.
Makes sense.
And this is where our listeners, you know, the safety experts, you come in. You're not just there to enforce rules.
Right.
You're there to advocate for these robust systems.
We need those champions.
To be that voice of reason, helping leadership understand that investing in these systems, it isn't an expense.
Right.
It's an investment. It's an investment in their workforce, in their reputation, and ultimately their bottom line.
Absolutely. And you know what else reinforces that investment mindset?
What's that?
Hard data.
Hard data. Love it.
And speaking of hard data, that Steele study we mentioned earlier provides some pretty compelling evidence to support everything we've been talking about.
Okay, I'm ready to dive into those numbers. Hit me with the highlights.
So this Steele study, published in the Jen Schaper Journal of Health Sciences, took a deep dive into 5 years of data from, you guessed it, steel companies.
Of course, yeah.
They wanted to see if there was a real measurable connection between safety investments and a company's performance, you know?
Right, right. An industry that, like, definitely knows the importance of safety, for sure. So yeah. What did they find? What was, like, the headline?
Well, the results were pretty fascinating. They found that safety costs had a direct positive impact on some, you know, some pretty key performance indicators.
Like, what are we talking about here?
We're talking labor productivity,
okay,
competitiveness, overall quality, even production rates.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's not just like about avoiding those accidents. It's like this ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
That boosts like the whole operation.
Exactly. And I think, you know, that's the kind of evidence that can really start to shift the conversation, especially when you're in the weeds, you know, trying to make the case for investing more in safety.
Right.
It's not just about, you know, doing the right thing. It's about doing the smart thing. for your business.
I love that.
Yeah.
Doing the smart thing right. It's not just ethical, it's strategic.
Precisely. And there's another kind of fascinating insight from this study.
Okay.
One that I think will like really resonate with you, you know, as safety professionals. Mm. They found that having safety personnel consistently present on the production floor, it made a huge difference.
Interesting. So it wasn't just about like catching problems before they happened.
Right. It was about more than that. Their physical presence, it acted as this constant reminder, right?
Okay.
Reinforcing that importance of safety in everyone's minds. It's
yeah.
like this like subtle but powerful nudge, you know, keeping safety top of mind and encouraging workers to be more, you know, more proactive about their own well-being and that of their colleagues.
That's huge. It's like having like, you know, a dedicated safety advocate right there, you know, right there on the front
yeah.
lines.
Yeah.
Not just someone, you know, stuck in an office reviewing reports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of presence, it can make all the difference in creating that culture of prevention.
Right.
You know, that constant awareness of safety that kind of permeates the entire work environment.
This is gold for our listeners, right?
Yeah.
So often safety professionals are fighting for more resources.
Yeah.
Right. More people on the ground, more, you know.
Boots on the ground.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this study shows that having that presence, it isn't just about, you know, reacting to incidents after they've happened. It's about proactively preventing them, hopefully.
Absolutely. And while we're, you know, while we're celebrating these positive findings, I do want to kind of address the elephant in the room, you know.
Right. Yeah.
The skeptics.
Right.
There will always be those who see safety as an expense. Right.
Right.
A hurdle to overcome, not an asset. And I think that's why research like this is so crucial.
Yeah.
You know, it arms you, the safety professionals, with the concrete evidence to counter those arguments.
Totally. It's like having like, you know, ammunition to fight for what you know is right,
mm-hmm.
both for your people, but also for the company's bottom line, right?
Exactly. You know, the data clearly shows that neglecting safety can have a significant, you know, negative impact on the bottom line.
Yeah.
Just as much as, if not more than, any direct costs that are associated with safety measures.
Yeah.
It's about understanding those hidden costs of accidents.
Right.
Lost productivity, damage to equipment, legal fees, you know, the hit to morale.
Right. The list goes on.
The list goes on and on.
Totally. Yeah. It's about connecting those dots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Showing leadership that a safe workplace is a more productive workplace. It's a more profitable workplace. And the MIT Sloan article makes this like, you know, crucial point, right? Don't just track injuries.
Right.
Look for those leading indicators.
Yes.
The ones that give you a real picture of your safety culture and potential risks.
Absolutely. It's about, you know, it's about being proactive, identifying those red flags, hopefully before they turn into those major incidents, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Are workers reporting near misses? Are safety inspections being conducted regularly and thoroughly? Is there a culture of open communication?
Right.
Where workers feel comfortable raising those concerns, right?
Yeah.
Without fear of retribution. You know, these are the questions we should be asking.
These are the questions, right? These
yeah.
are the questions that can help us create a truly like safe and thriving workplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
One where everyone goes home at the end of the day, you know, healthy and whole.
And one where the business thrives as well, right?
That's exactly. Yeah.
You know, remember, safety and profitability, they're not mutually exclusive. In fact, they go hand in hand.
This deep dive has been like packed with insights, and I'm already thinking about how I can apply these ideas in my own work.
As you should be.
Yeah.
But before you rush off to revolutionize your company's safety program, you know, I do want to leave you with kind of a thought-provoking question.
Okay, shoot.
If you had to convince, you know, your leadership to invest more in safety tomorrow, what data points do you think would resonate most with them?
Ooh, that's a really good one. It's about understanding, you know, what are their priorities?
Right.
What's their language? And how can you frame this argument in a way that, you know, that speaks directly to their bottom line, ultimately? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. What are the specific challenges? What are the opportunities within your organization where a stronger focus on safety could, you know, make a tangible difference?
Totally.
Where could you see those ripple effects, you know, those unexpected gains in productivity, in quality, and yes, even profitability?
Those are the questions, right? Those
yeah.
are the questions that could really spark real change.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about, you know, my own company and the data points that would really, hit home for my leadership are those that directly impact, our operational efficiency, like, things like reduced downtime, fewer production delays, and of course, a decrease in those costly workers' comp claims.
Yeah.
We're in a competitive industry, so, anything that can give us an edge is going to get their attention.
That's a perfect example of how to, tailor your message to your specific audience, right? And it highlights another kind of key point here. Safety isn't just about, preventing injuries. It's about, really optimizing the entire operation.
Yeah.
When workers feel safe and valued, they're more engaged, they're more productive, and honestly, they're more likely to, go that extra mile.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about creating this virtuous cycle where safety drives efficiency, right?
Yeah.
And efficiency in turn just, reinforces safety.
And that's what makes this whole conversation so exciting, right? It's not just about, compliance.
Right.
It's about creating a workplace where everyone thrives. The workers, the managers, the company as a whole.
And that's what sets the truly great companies apart. They understand that investing in safety, it's an investment in their future.
Yes.
It's about creating a sustainable, resilient, and ultimately, a more successful business.
So to our listeners out there, on the front lines of workplace safety, we salute you.
Here, here.
You're the ones making a difference.
Yeah.
One conversation, one decision, one safety improvement at a time. So keep pushing, keep advocating, and keep sharing those powerful data points that can change minds and save lives.
Because a safer workplace is a better workplace for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's a wrap on today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of the ideas that matter.
It really is, yeah. It's about recognizing that safety is an investment.
Yeah.
And it pays dividends on so many levels,
And you know what? That's a message I'm ready to share. I'm already thinking about how I can, take this information, these data points, and really try to make a difference in my own workplace.
That's the spirit. Remember, change. Change starts with one conversation, one decision.
Right.
One step at a time.
Absolutely. So to all our listeners out there, keep fighting the good fight. Keep championing safety and keep sharing those powerful insights, the ones that can make workplaces around the world safer and stronger.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for listening. For non-boring safety briefings and fun science fiction stories and short films based on workplace safety, subscribe at sfw.is.